Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Butterfly Talk. This is the monthly radio show / podcast that focuses on education about epidermolysis bullosa, understanding, support, tips, and general information about EB. My name is Sylvia, and I'm your host, and I'm also an EB mom. My son, Nikki, is 19 years old and has the recessive dystrophic form of EB. Today's guest is Kenny Bro. Hi, Kenny.
Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing? Hopefully well.
Hooray! Yay! All right. I'm so happy to have you. Thank you for joining us. So tell us a little bit about yourself and about your son, Davion.
I'm a single parent. I have two boys. One has RDEB, recessive dystrophic epidermolysis bullosa. It's been a journey for us. My whole family actually supports Davian and what he does.
Nice.
Davian, whenever he was born, I was clueless. I was 16 years old and did not know about the support groups. Doctors rushed my baby out of my hands, and I didn't see Davian for about a week, 2 weeks. It was like 3 days before they told me that he was actually airlifted out of Taos, New Mexico to Lubbock, Texas. So
wow.
When we found out my child was no longer in the hospital, it was frightening.
Wow. So how old is he now?
Davian is now 14 years old.
14 years old. Now, what do you wish someone would have told you about EB or about anything in particular when Davian was born?
Proper bandaging would have been great. Handling the child. You know, a lot of caution when it comes to EB. A lot of doctors around the world, honestly, and I know a lot of EB families out there that are listening can relate to this, are unaware of what EB really is and what it actually does to a child during birth and their life. It's a journey, and it's a learning experience.
Absolutely. So what is the best advice you've been given for Davion's care?
With Davian's, with RDEB, there's really not any really good advice. I mean, there's good advice to a point. Bandaging individual wraps of fingers, like little boots, gentle care for anybody that suffers with EB. Due to the fact that their skin is so delicate, like the wings of a butterfly, we like to say, whenever it comes to educating somebody, you want to handle it with care. Soft clothing, very maintenance as far as changing gauzes. Every 3 hours, every 4 hours, you don't want anything to dry up to where it sticks to the child, to where they're in pain, any more pain than what they already are.
Absolutely. Now, what is the best thing your son has taught you?
The best thing that David has ever taught me is never to give up and always shoot for your dreams, because the world's in, the sky's the limit, and he's actually a prime example to where him suffering with a condition, he pushes himself to the limit no matter what. If it's his dancing, if it's him playing, he doesn't let it stop him. He's living his life, and everybody should.
Yeah,
honestly.
Absolutely. So what is the most frustrating thing about EB?
Seeing my son in pain.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or seeing that he's got an open wound, or he has an open wound, but he doesn't realize it's there. That hurts a father.
Yeah, absolutely, because then they grow the blisters, and so absolutely. Now, in what ways is your life challenged by having a child with EB?
Challenges is every day, actually, but I can't let it stop me. I got to keep going because he depends on me. Both my kids depend on me. EB is a battle for everybody out there that's suffering with EB. Y'all are the most strongest individuals I've ever talked to, conversated with, chatted with. My heart goes out to every parent out there that is raising a child that has EB. I'm much kudos to all of y'all because I know y'all can, I can relate to what y'all go through daily, and it's not something we want our kids to live with at all.
Right. Absolutely. Now, you have another son. Is he older or younger than Davian?
He's younger than Davian. His name is Donovan.
Okay.
Bro.
Okay. All right. Now, when did Davian start to dance?
Davian started to dance when he was 9 years old. He was watching these movies that came out called Step Up, the movie.
Okay.
I actually caught him. I caught him one day in the bathroom looking in the mirror dancing. And I had a double glance because he was moving like his body was rubber. It caught my attention quick, and I asked him, can you do that again? He was playing a little game with me, like, I don't know what you're talking about. So I was like, I saw you dancing. He goes, I don't know what you're talking about. So I started peeking around corners and noticing the child moving his body like a rubber band. As everybody can hopefully have seen some of Davian's videos and posts, Davian doesn't do this for glamour. Davian's got a cause behind it, and the cause is spreading EB awareness. His journey is about EB. He lives EB. He wants to educate anybody and everybody. Like he says, he wants to walk up to a stranger, ask them what EB is, and they can tell him bluntly, yes, I know what that is.
Yes, absolutely. So his dance is more, I read somewhere, something like a robotic thing. He liked that, and that why he started, you know, doing it, because it was something he could do.
Correct.
Yeah. Now, when did he decide to dance for EB awareness? Was it shortly thereafter or after a while?
I guess it took Davian seeing some people's posts, honestly. It wasn't right off the bat, and we're gonna let everybody know that the awareness part didn't come until Davian started seeing EB child's families losing their kids, their loved ones, and their family. Davian broke down when he found out that one of them that was really close friends, Logan England's daughter, it touched Davian. They made a movie of her, the cat cartoon or something for her. But Davian broke down that night really hard, and he came up to me and goes, Dad, I just don't want to dance. I want to dance because I want people to come up to me. When they come up to me, I'm going to give them a chance to educate them on what EB is. And at that point, Davian's whole demeanor changed to where every time we dance, if somebody was recording him, he'd literally run up to their phone and say, do you know what EB is? Like, and the music could still be playing, and Davian will run up to that person while they're recording him, and let me tell you what EB is, and he'll give him a rundown real quick on what EB is in like 5 to 10 seconds, and then he'll walk back over and start dancing again. And if he sees someone else recording him, he'll run up to them on their phone and record and say, hey, do you know what EB is? And he'll show them like his scars. Like, he's not afraid to show people his wounds, and he doesn't feel uncomfortable when people stare at him because he has. His skin looks like he's been burnt all over. That's also a challenge I have came across with, you know, the police and CPS, the people will say that there's a child in the middle of the yard that looks like he's been beaten, battered, and burnt. Until they come to my door and I show them documentation, they leave with a bad feeling that they were misinformed. And when they do find out what he goes through, they apologize. But we are out for EB awareness, and we're going strong with Dubstep the Mob Underground, Davian's dance organization that helps spread EB awareness. I want everybody out there that's suffering with EB to know that Davian's got a already recessive dystrophic EB, but he doesn't let his dancing interfere whenever his skin rubs off. Davian's shooting for the new generation of EB awareness. He wants to help support the awareness with his dreams, his dedication, determination. That's his goal, and he's off to a great start at such a young age.
Wow. So how does he feel about being at the center of the EB awareness? Is he okay with that? He wants to do it, right?
Davian, how do you feel about being the center of attention for EB awareness, or in the middle of it? helping support others that spread EB awareness as well?
It feels like a great thing to me.
All right, great. Well, we're so proud of you, Davian.
Thank
you. You're doing such a good thing. Now, how does the dances affect you physically and or mentally?
Like when I'm moving around and like when I usually wear jeans, and so like when I'm moving my leg, the jeans will rub up against my knees and peel off the skin.
Oh my goodness. But your dad said you continue dancing anyway. You don't realize it until later.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow, you're amazing. Now, mentally, does that help you? Your dances help you?
Maybe, yes.
I don't know. Maybe your dad can answer this better.
whenever he's dancing, his drive for the awareness part and what his goal is, it makes him go harder. Like whenever I say go harder, it means he puts more drive into his dancing, more dedication to his dancing, it does more energy. And you see him whenever he starts dancing, he's floating like a butterfly and he's going at it with all his might. And he's having fun. He's living his life.
Wow. Now, how many videos has he done?
Over 500.
Wow. Now, do you have your own YouTube channel?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm assuming? Yeah, okay. So we'll make sure to put the link to that on our Facebook page. And now, I know you auditioned for America's Got Talent last year, and you didn't get a call back, but you're going again this year. You're not going to be defeated. You're going to go again, right? When is your audition?
February 27th.
And what exactly are you going to do on this audition? Is there a particular, are there different types of dances that you do?
Kind of like freestyle or like pop dance or like robotic.
Okay. And you have your own routine set up for the America's Got Talent judges?
It's just freestyle.
Yeah. Okay, freestyle.
Davian has never had a choreographer teach him actually how to dance. He teaches himself. His photographic memory as far as movements are beyond what I've ever had as far as a photographic memory. But Davian's going with whenever he goes this year. Last year we did this, but we're going to go all out this year when we do this. We're going to walk up to random people and hand them EB awareness flyers that I've made. We'll also be wearing EB awareness hoodies or hats or shirts, but we're also going to have websites. Befriend EB will be also one of the websites that we put up there. We will have Deborah's logo website on there too as well, just to show and help others understand. Also, there'll be a lot of pictures on those websites. We encourage everybody to look up those links when they're seeing us there. Google Davian's name, Davian Bro. He pops up with EB awareness all over Google. I'm very proud of what this child has decided to do with his life.
That is amazing. Now, what grade is he in right now?
Seventh grade.
Okay. What was I going to say? Now, so you say for clothes, you wear jeans, right, when you dance. Is there any other particular kind of shoe or anything in particular that you use that helps a little bit on the dancing?
I usually wear, like, high-top shoes.
Okay, high-top, that's what Nikki used to wear. Yeah, go ahead.
His school principals have given him leniency as far as sweatpants are concerned, but Davian has not, in no shape, fashion, or form, taken advantage of that. And with Mr. Dunn as a principal here, we had an issue to where Davian was called to the office because he had sweatpants one day. Well, Mr. Dunn was unaware that the teacher did so, but once Mr. Dunn was aware of the situation, he was he took care of a situation where he gave Davian the option to do so. But Davian, as Mr. Dunn here being with us, his principal for his school here in East Texas, Davian has not taken advantage of that, has he, Mr. Dunn?
No, Davian's been great. I've been very proud of him. And I've come to admire Davian. And all the time that I've been with him, I've not heard a single time where he complained. He's a quiet young man until he gets on the dance floor, and then he makes lots of action and energy. First time I saw him dance, I was really blown away because I'd heard he danced, and Kenny had told me about it and everything, but it's pretty remarkable to see how limber he is and how he's able to create these motions with his body, all the while having to deal with the EB. And it's pretty inspiring, to be honest with you. And the students here at James S. Hogg Middle School, they respect Davian for that. They know to some extent that he has to battle this every day. Never gets a break, never gets a breather from it. And we're glad he's here with us, and it's fun to watch him dance.
Okay, wow, that's awesome. Now, I'm assuming this is the first child with EB that you've ever seen, correct?
That is correct. I've never heard of EB until I had Davian.
Yeah. Now, so what would you, as an outsider, because you're principal, you know, what kind of advice would you give to people that come across with children with EB?
Well, I think the first thing is to not overreact, just to stay calm and be informed. One of the things that Kenny did that was very helpful to me when Davian first came to our campus is we sat together and he explained to me what it was and the condition and how it works and the challenges that Davian addresses. And so that information was very helpful. So my advice is to educate. And that's why I think what Davian is doing is very, very helpful because he has a platform with his dancing that allows him to share information about his condition. We're very proud of him here.
That is very awesome. All right. So Kenny, do you have any more that you would like to say to everybody about Davian, about his dances, or about EB in general? Any words of wisdom?
I'd like to talk about EB. I did not I want to help this community bring the awareness so that the suffering and the pain can one day, maybe not this generation, maybe not next year, maybe not 10, 20 years from now, but eventually there's a cure for this. I'm asking people to look at our website, The Mob, and message us freely to give us advice on what we could do to help y'all. We're just three people. And I know if we all can come together and help support one another and need the awareness, I know that we can take, the sky's the limit. And if we can do this as a community, and just all I'm asking is for advice, anybody, kid, mother, father, anything that we can do to help spread awareness, any ideas y'all can come up with to help support Davian and what he wants to do and help sharing EB awareness with everybody, the world, I'm all ears. I really want to listen. Educate me. Educate me more.
Okay.
Every day we're learning. And if I'm not learning something new, then I'm letting God, you know, God give us this life, and I want to learn something from it. And if it's to help a family, so be it. I want to help.
Absolutely. Now, is there like a YouTube channel you can give us the address of so everybody can go take a peek?
Actually, the way that we have set up with Google, if everybody will Google Davian's name, Davion, B as in boy, R as in Robert, E as in elephant, A as in apple, U as umbrella, and X as in x-ray, everybody will see that Davian's all over Google. And the YouTube channels are all over Google with his name, with EB Awareness and Davian Bro.
Okay, is it okay? So I see I'm googling it right now, and I even just found one immediately from T-Mash that had uploaded one, and I don't know if they are all, but there was one from T-Mash, as a matter of fact. So I'll look at it. I'll find out exactly the link, and I'll put it on the Facebook page. Do you have like a website or a? You have? I know you have a Facebook page per se for Davian, correct?
They can actually go on to, they can just type this in, it's Dubsteps, D-U-B-S-T-E-P, The Mob, T-H-E-M-O-B, Underground, and you'll see our YouTube channels, our Facebook, our Instagram, and Davian, all over.
Okay, and the last name for everybody spelled, B-R-E-A-U-X, is that correct?
Yep, yes, and it's pronounced bro, like, what's up, bro?
All right. Now, we have several minutes left. Out of questions, is there anything else you would like to say or talk about? No. I don't know. Yeah, I know. I'm like, I don't know what else to say.
Davian would like to say something.
Okay.
I want to be the new ambassador for 2016 for EB.
Okay, awareness. Awesome. We would love to have you. Okay, now make sure to share any new video that comes across on our page on EB Info World as well. And now, besides America's Got Talent, what else are your plans? Do you go to local businesses and restaurants and dance there as well? Or what do you do?
We actually have danced at every business, restaurant, car dealership here in Tyler. Mall,
wow.
We've done them multiple times, and that means there's probably, 200 businesses in this town. And Davian's gone to them more than once.
That's fantastic.
Davian is... People come up to Davian at Walmart. We have mall security follow us because Davian draws in such a crowd whenever he dances that they try to make sure that he doesn't dance. But as everybody will see on a link I'll post on your webpage is that he danced in front of Champ Sports with his shoe store, and the views went up into almost 10,000. We had 8,000 views in less than 2 weeks.
Wow, that's a lot. That's quite a bit. Now, it would be nice if somebody, you know, like a major national news channel could get involved and get him this ambassadorship. That would be awesome.
The recognition for EB Awareness and Davian, that'd be an awesome thing for Davian. Also for EB families. We also went in contact with a dancer out of the UK. He's actually his girlfriend has EB, and he's out of the UK right now. He'll be in California, I think, in July. He's wanting to personally, him and his girlfriend wants to come down, and she wants to meet Davian because she also suffers from EB. So that's something we're looking forward to as well.
And she dances as well.
I don't know if she dances, but I know he does. But I know if there could be a way that maybe a producer or somebody could come up with maybe a movie about a child that suffers from a skin condition and is trying to be in a dance group, and they don't accept him because of the fact that he has a skin condition, but whenever he asks somebody to step up and try and dance against him, that's pretty good determination and dedication for a kid that suffered from a cause, out dance the best dancer in the school or some factor of that, but along with educating with EB Awareness in the movie.
Absolutely. And, you know, for those people listening, I mean, EB is rare, but there are conditions that are more rare, that are more well-known. And so there's no reason why EB shouldn't be as well-known as some of those even rarer conditions, like, for example, progeria. Progeria is that condition where kids get old really, really fast, and there's only actually, it's not even a lot more rare than EB. and everybody knows about it. There's been movies, documentaries, and stuff. Why can't we do that for EB? Children with EB suffer so much. We need to find this cure. And I know you agree with me.
Yes.
Yeah. So it was a pleasure having you, Kenny, and you, Davion, and also the principal. I don't know his name. What was his name?
Mr. Don.
Mr. Don. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for being my guest.
Thank you all for having us.
And thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to Butterfly Talk. If you would like to be a guest or if you have an idea for a future show to share, please send me a message either on our new Facebook page for the show, which is facebook.com/butterflytalk, or the Blog Talk Radio page for the show, or even at my email address, which is ebmomma@gmail.com. Until next month, goodbye. And bye, Kenny. Bye, Davion.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.